Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Being a television reporter in Eureka during the early 1980s was an adventure. The timber wars were just ramping up, and the holdovers from the 60s were still looking for something to protest. The emigres from the cities had found a home in the small towns and rural communities of Humboldt and were here to stay. They brought an inherent tension to local issues and affairs that had for generations gone on fairly peacefully. Local governments were highly accessible. The news media at the time was a ragtag bunch of hard chargers dedicated to getting it first and getting it best. Our old studio at Wabash and Broadway was an icon. It stood proudly on the very heartline of the community. I won't ever forget the first time I walked into the old building. I was a new reporter for KVIQ, and my first meeting with General Manager Ellen Jones, I thought, was a disaster. He said, "We go through about 24 reporters a year here." That's how we started the conversation. "And how long are you going to be around?" Well, that was my whirlwind introduction to the frenetic world of broadcast journalism, where you're only as good as your last story. Later, I became the news director and met with Alan just about every day. And to many, he was an irreverent, cantankerous man. His editorials at the end of the evening news were intended to provoke. And he used to talk about the three E's of television: to entertain, inform, and enrage. Though once I labored over a proposal to increase reporters' salaries so as to keep them longer and reduce attrition, I presented my plan to Alan and agonized as he took his sweet time looking it over. After what seemed like an eternity, he looked up and said, "Hockaday, you don't understand. I get to make money. You get to be on TV. But when I like what you do, you can take it to the bank," he said. So deflated, I retreated from his office, and 2 weeks later, without notice, the entire news team received a 15% pay raise. Alan was walking by, and I asked, "Is this right?" "I told you you could take it to the bank," he said. It was a great time to be a reporter. It was a time of innocence and a time of awakening. And we were there to get it all on tape. So it was that every time I passed the corner of Broadway and Wabash and look up at what had become an eyesore, it still evoked fond memories from another time. And a few weeks ago, the old familiar building was gone, and with it, a piece of my heart. So apologies for this indulging and somewhat self-serving look back in time. And I guess for the last time, I'm J. Warren Hockaday for KVIQ News, Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.